Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Pianist Long Long doesn't just play in sold-out concert halls around the world. He's become the go-to guy for high-stakes global events. In the past year alone, he's played for business leaders in Davos, at the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony in Oslo, for a Haiti earthquake benefit at Carnegie Hall, and most recently at the World Expo in Shanghai. He's here in New York this month for an appearance in Central Park. Long Long joins us today in our Soundcheck studio, and in a moment we'll be playing some music live on something rather different from the piano, but first he is at our Steinway piano to play some of Iberia Book One by the Spanish composer Isaac Albéniz. Here is Long Long live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That is Long Long, the pianist at Our Piano here in the Soundcheck studio, and music from Spain, Iberia, Book 1 by Isak Albéniz. Long Long, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again. This is, I mentioned before, this has been a very big year for you, the World Expo in Shanghai. When you're in China, last time I was in China, right. your picture is everywhere. You know, what is it like to have that kind of responsibility in a country where there's like 30 or 40 million kids learning to play the piano?
It feels very encouraging, you know, to go back to China, to go home, and to basically do some music project with kids. And we did many, what we call 100 pianist festivals together, that we play four hands music together, the Schubert Military March or Brahms Hungarian dances.
So it's, you play that with the kids?
Yeah.
Not with 30 million of them, but yeah, with some
part
of them. I mean, there is such a groundswell of interest in the piano and in classical music in general in China these days. Mm-hmm. Is it dangerous that the kids see you going on to this kind of global acclaim and think, oh, well, that's how it works. I study, I play hard, and then I become an international star.
Of course, many kids has this kind of dream back in his or her mind. But also, for me, every time when I go back, I try to inspire kids to learn piano, because the reason of that is not just only become famous or only become a world well-known figure, but it's to really enjoy what music gives us, you know, this pure, beautiful energy.
Mm-hmm. So do you share your own story, because, it was a difficult time for you as a kid learning to find your way in the musical
right.
world.
It's very challenging, of course, if you work in the right direction, and I think you will feel it and you'll find it.
Now, you're here in New York with a band from back home, the Shanghai Symphony, and with the New York Philharmonic, both at Central Park with you on July 13th, doing the Rhapsody in Blue. How's that going to work with two orchestras
actually,
on one stage?
It's going to be divided by two halves. So the first half is actually is the New York Philharmonic, and second half is the Shanghai Symphony. So actually, I will only play with Shanghai Symphony and Mr. Long Yu, the conductor, on the Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue. But 2 years ago, I actually had a great opportunity to play with the wonderful New York Philharmonic under Maestro Gilbert. We did the Tchaikovsky Concerto in the Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually my second time. So it's not two orchestra combination, but it's
okay.
Like first half New York Phil, second half Shanghai Symphony.
And it'll be the Chinese pianist and the Chinese orchestra doing the New York piece. The
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, in addition to playing the piano, you have also been working on a magic piano app. I mean, people have all these devices now, and every time there's a new thing, a smartphone or an iPod or an iPad or whatever, people come along and they create these apps for them.
Yeah.
And your iPad app is called the Magic Piano. So what is this?
Yeah, it's actually, I'm one of the producer and the idea maker of creating this magic piano apps. It was a few months ago, and because I saw some apps before, and I thought, wow, this would be nice if somehow as a pianist we can create something with a great technology company. Like in this way, we actually work out with SMU, who are based in San Francisco.
And do a lot of these apps.
Yeah, but for me, it's only this app. Mm-hmm. And it works very well. And the second generation apps is coming very soon. We'll add in more real pieces, like, 10 fingers rather than only for 2 or 3 or 4 fingers. So it's going to be...
So right now it allows you to basically tap the screen with
right.
2 or 3 fingers.
Yeah, and you can do it.
And you're looking at a keyboard? Is it kind of a drawing of a keyboard?
Yeah, you actually have a few choices. You can play the round keyboard or the normal keyboard, and you can add in notes. You can shorten it to make the keys bigger. So that's all your own choice. And also you can hit on the internet that you can play against other, or you can not against, but compose together with other person that you choose. Mm. Or you can get a group of people, you can just add in music together. So it's like a communication without speaking, but yeah, only playing.
Only in music. Yeah. So basically it turns this handheld device into a kind of a keyboard.
Yeah. In a way, yeah.
Can you demonstrate for us?
Yeah, so I will play from the Magic Apps, the Flight of Bumblebee.
The Flight of the Bumblebee, yeah, yeah. Okay.
You only use two fingers.
you only use two fingers. I would probably
you
have all ten. This is Long Long using his Magic Piano app to play the Flight of the Bumblebee. Well, that is one of the strangest things I've ever seen. And you can see it, too, because the video of what Long Long just did goes up on our website later this afternoon. Long Long is my guest here on Soundcheck. And using his iPad to play the Magic Piano app, that is the app. You said there's a second generation of it coming
soon.
Yeah,
the second generation Magic Piano is coming up with more notes, like,
Why do you need more notes than that?
I mean, this is fun, you know, for the first level. And I think later we should create more, you know, like a real piano sound.
All right, so Rimsky-Korsakov, Flight of the Bumblebee, but you were using two fingers, but it seemed like you were getting a lot more than, you know, one or two notes at a time there. So what is are you triggering pre-recorded things that are going by as
Yeah, this is actually already digitalized, so it's everything is already in, programmed. So there's a few ways to play it, and this is one of the way that you just put, like, never failed mod. So then, you know, then you can also make the challenge mod, which
right,
is
right. I like that there's a never fail mod,
yeah,
though. That,
so
that
whatever
works
you do
for me.
It's right, you know.
All right, now that is certainly not the case when it comes to playing Chopin on the piano. Now your next record, Live in Vienna, which is coming out in August, features some Chopin. It's the bicentennial year.
Right, right.
So I guess, you know, it seemed like the appropriate time and place,
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah.
Can you play a little Chopin for us here?
Sure. I will do the first etude from Op. 25.
Okay. Long Long. This time it is more accustomed instrument, the piano. The Chopin etude, Op. 25, No. 1, live performance on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That, once again, is Long Long at our piano, and the Chopin Etude, Opus 25, number one. It's the Chopin bicentennial anniversary year, and some of his music will be on Long Long's next record called Live in Vienna, recorded in the Musikverein in Vienna, and that'll be out in August. But before that happens, there's the Central Park program with the Shanghai Symphony, the New York Philharmonic. That's mm-hmm. on July 13th. On that same day, you are ringing the closing bell at Wall Street.
Actually, tomorrow. Tomorrow morning.
That's tomorrow?
Yeah.
So then it's not the closing bell. It must be the opening bell.
The opening bell, actually. Tomorrow morning, I'm doing the opening bell. And then on July 4th, I'm going to actually doing my first concert for the July 4th Independence Day in Washington.
What will you be doing? American music, one
assumes?
We'll
play Star Stripes Forever.
Okay, that works for the 4th of July. Yeah. Well, this is, in the background is a little bit more from Chopin, from the forthcoming Long Long CD called Live in Vienna, and it's great to have you back on Soundcheck. Sounds like you have a very busy week up ahead. Have fun, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me back.
And that'll do it for today's show. On our next program, it's the latest installment in our series on the World Cup, including songs about soccer players and a peek at a new opera based on the beautiful game and the people who love it, and the people who don't. Also tomorrow, live music from the indie pop group School of Seven Bells. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise with Dawood Tyler Amin. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Chase Kulpan, Megan Devere, and Mike Kuzan. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time next time for another Soundcheck.